And in studio, I don't know if we'll ever do this again or not. We've got three people in studio, all from COCC, and I'm going to try to get all the names right. Start out with Lindsay Bucaferni. Okay, that's all right. Close?
You got it.
Okay.
Yes, nailed it.
Close. And then Talia Stockwell, Neil Weiss. Okay, and nobody can hear this.
That is correct. Thank you.
Got to remember, no cameras in the radio studio today. Anyway, welcome you all from COCC. So you're all associated with, or Lindsay, you're the director of student engagement, and the other two, you're students, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So what is ASCOCC?
Hey, do you want to take this first one?
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to talk about it. So ASCOCC is the Associate Students of Central Oregon Community College, or in layman terms, we're the student government at COCC. So we do kind of a lot of different things around the campus. Essentially, we use student funds to support a variety of programs. Some of that includes direct, like, sponsorships to certain other programs that happen on the college. And then some of it is just our own budget, which we use for events and programming for the student body.
Mm-hmm. All right. Lindsay, as your director of student engagement, what's your involvement with this?
Yeah, so I'm the advisor of ASCOCC, so I get to work with all of the students as they figure out priorities, serve students, talk about funding, enforce policies. So it's really exciting to have 12 students that we get to work with and encourage them and coach them and, see how the year unfolds.
So how does the Student Association help students feel connected?
Yeah, so one of the best ways that we really try and get students to stay connected, engaging with each other and with us as their representatives, is through our clubs. So we have over 20 clubs at this point on campus. They are student-ran, student-led, and they're there for our students to engage with their interests, their programs, and honestly just their community. And that's one of the best ways that our students have really like found a community at COCC, and it's probably one of the things that we're the proudest to support.
Give me an example of some of the clubs, some of the more popular ones.
Oh, yeah. Some of our big ones, we have a psychology club, COPE. They always have a lot of events and weekly activities going on. Both me and Neil are also in several clubs as well. I'm the president of Asian Cultures Club. I'm also involved with Firewise. So we have a lot of variety in the amount of clubs we have. So we have more popular ones and also more niche ones. So it really helps students find their place in the campus.
Okay. Any particular recent projects you want to talk about?
Yeah, so one of our things that we are most proud of is last term we put on a big event where we brought all of our student clubs together in a room to talk to people they might not have otherwise engaged with. We called it a club mixer, and we had food, a soda bar, a bunch of fun games, and we had great attendance at this event. And it was so nice seeing a bunch of our students mingle with each other and hear about different clubs they didn't even know existed. And it was just something that all of our students were really happy to be a part of, and we were very happy about how it turned out.
One of the things I'll add to that ASCOCC does that I think a lot of people that are students at the college don't realize it is they fund a lot of programs that are kind of behind the scenes. They might not know why they get free tickets to these different events, but it's because of student government funding. The food bank is one of the highly utilized basic needs services on campus, and student government funds that each year. This year it was $20,000. Next year they've committed $30,000 because it's so highly used. So there's a lot of other services in addition to like finding community through clubs that student government supports. And I don't think a lot of students realize how far their reach goes across campus.
With these clubs and these types of events that are held there, why is that important to basically the student experience?
Yeah, so one of the things that as student body president I really noticed really had an impact was community and having people know that every time they show up to campus, they're surrounded by people who are just like them, that have similar interests and dreams and are honestly made up of a lot of really nice people, it really helps students. I mean, academically, professionally, being able to be involved is something that really just reaches all corners of your life. And I think as student government, we've really noticed how much that our clubs, events, and just keeping students engaged has really helped both us, helped them, and so it's something that it's really nice to see.
How, from you guys' perspective as students, how has being involved with ASCOCC helped you?
Yeah, I'd be happy to talk about this one. For me personally, I see Student Gov as kind of an anchoring point in a lot of the other things I do at the college. I find that, you know, schedule-wise, of course, it helps kind of centralize my like schedule around, well, I have to work at these times. We have a flexible schedule for anyone who's looking to win the council later, students. But beyond that, it helps kind of give me like a, what would you call it, a basis to kind of go off of for interacting with the college. Being involved in Student Gov by proxy gives you access to a lot of other things, which you have access to, but gives you more insight into them, namely the student clubs, but also various faculty groups on the campus, various like categories of employee, right? We have talked a lot with our classified staff and the administrative staff, and of course we always, as students, talk a lot with the faculty of the college. So being so enmeshed in the various groups in the college really helps to kind of... it's kind of hard to explain, but like I said earlier, it kind of gives you like a basis of like understanding in a sense.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So what do you say to students who are wanting to know how to get started or where should they go? I'm here, but I don't feel connected yet.
Yeah, so the first thing that we always recommend is checking out our student clubs. On our website, we have a whole list of different clubs. We try and keep it accurate and up to date. So if students are unsure where to go, they can look at a list and say, oh, gaming, I'm not super into gaming, Pokemon, maybe not. Oh, wow, psychology, that sounds great. So definitely our student clubs, they're really a low barrier way to get involved, since often all you have to do is show up. There's usually free food. It's a couple hours of your time, and it really just grows from there. So that's definitely the number one recommendation we usually give.
I'll also add that sometimes just having a peer to connect with, I think, is super powerful. We have phenomenal staff members at COCC, but sometimes that can feel scary to go ask a question when you're not sure who to ask, or it might feel like a dumb question. So just dropping by the student government office to talk to a fellow student, I think, is incredibly powerful. Even if it's not a club or something they can actually help with, they can at least point them in the right direction and share their experience. And I think that remembering those doors are always open is really important for students.
All right. Neil, Lindsay, Talia, thank you all very much for being in today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
More information, head over to the COCC website, COCC.edu.